Oh, sorry.
Baby, she's a gal for me. She got plenty of rhythm, got plenty of jive, and when we dance, I really come alive. My love for her so tender and sweet, my heart starts pounding every time we meet. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. Bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. A bebop baby, a bebop baby, a bebop baby. She's a gal for me. I'm gonna find her tonight, we're gonna have a time. I want the baby to be mine, oh mine. A big day's coming from baby and me. The day she says she belongs to me. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. A bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. A bebop baby, a bebop baby, a bebop baby, she's a gal for me. I'm gonna find her tonight, we're gonna have a time. I want the baby to be mine, oh mine. A big day's coming from a baby and me. The day she says she belongs to me. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. Bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. Bebop baby for me.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! Oh my goodness. Talk about joy. I got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? It's down in my heart. Where? It's down in my heart. Right here on 91.5 FM WMFO. Oh my goodness. As you can tell, I'm in a very good mood. Chipper. Very chipper. You can't complain. Life is good. We have our ups and downs, but mostly we have beautiful infinite spirit. We have everything that we could possibly need. We have it all. We really do. This is a life of luxury, to be alive and just breathing. The level of excitement when I come here for Paranormal Playground Sounds, it doesn't fade. It's always the same level. It's always the same. Oh my God, I get to do this. It's always the same. Oh my God, so much gratitude. It's always the level of just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just so much gratitude pouring into this. Thank you, WMFO, for letting me be here. Like, You have no idea how much this means. Probably do because I say it over and over, but I just want to always put it out there that I'm just so grateful to have this and to be here with all of you. I love you all so much, and hopefully I don't get all teary-eyed like I did on Sunday and every other show. So we have a fantastic show. Ricky Nelson, you just heard. Ricky Nelson was in my dreams last week. I had a dream Ricky Nelson was producing, mixing, mastering my album. And I'm not surprised because Ricky Nelson, he invented garage rock. I mean, it's not like in their set. I don't know if it's actually like written that he invented it, but he definitely, if you watch an episode of Harry and Ozzy when he did the cover of Summertime, that's when he introduced garage rock to the world and the television nation. And then I had a dream. I came into the studio, WMFO studio, and they were blasting 80s and 70s punk. And I was like, of course I need that in my life. I don't play it enough because I don't want to look through radio edits for non-profanity, but there's a way around it. And they told me, yeah, you need to do it. So let's get into it now because I've been really good about 6:05 on the dot. And so let's get in. So today is a beautiful day as we are channeling beautiful, wonderful, infinite spirit. As today is a day like no other. For every single day is creative and brand new. Put your feet all the way down. Center, core of the earth, and tight. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now just imagine those roots going all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. Imagine right now that those roots from your feet are grounding you, centering you, keeping you at ease. Imagine while those roots from your feet are coming all the way down, imagine imagine those roots tying together like a braid, weaving in and out. But as it braids into the earth. You see, for right now, we are connecting to our beautiful lineage, our family tree. This inspired meditation right now, I'm inspired for us to go connect to our ancestral connection. And where do we begin? No better place but the tree of life in our family tree. We go all the way back. Now imagine those roots, and like I said, as they're all the way to the core of the earth, they're weaving and braiding themselves together. It's intertwining with the earth, but it's intertwining with your DNA. Your DNA, your lineage, your ancestors, where you come from, your background. It's tying to all the good cords and the good roots. It's tying to everything good about your DNA and about your ancestry. It's tying to all those magical places. Feel that. Now, in this meditation, you might get a glimpse of anything, maybe past life stuff, a glimpse, you know, of anything that any spiritual divinity, any kind of religion or spiritual practice out in the world, whatever it is, or you may not even get anything at all. You may just be chill. And just imagine that you are a tree right now, and you're connecting to all of your lives, all of your past lives. You're connecting to all of the elements that make you you. Was your past life, is your lineage, the things you love and you are attracted to? Is it in the druid realm, the fairies and the gnomes? Or are you guided to Africa and learning the beautiful magic and the magnificent music that is created through the traditions and connecting with all the instruments of the sacred of the earth? Or are you going all the way back to the beautiful, beautiful field and remembering Siddhartha? Feeling that time you connected with Buddhism. All of these things are beautiful, and all of these things give you love, whatever it may be. Christianity, ancient Egypt, Jesus the Christ, Indian gods. What do you connect with? What is your heart calling? What do you see right now that is calling to you to heal you? Could it be a past life? Who were you? What did you look like? What are the sounds you're hearing? What does your clothing look like? Could give you a hint. What does the music sound like? What does the landscapes look like? What does the environment feel like? All of these energies right now are giving you hints into what wants to heal you. Everything that you've been through. Are you a starseed that has never been here before? Maybe you're brand new and you've never been to the earth. Maybe you're an alien. All these things that I am channeling are suggestive channels to help you activate your connection. Breathe in. See, right now you can feel yourself becoming more yourself. Right now you can feel yourself becoming more you, because you remember who you are. You remember exactly why you're here. You remember your purpose. You remember the things you love. And you know what you want. You know what makes you happy. Today we are filling our minds and our energies with the I am. As we fill our hearts and our energies with the I am, we remember who we are. We feel good. See, feeling good is right here. Feeling joy is our inherited state, Our natural state is joy. And we get a chance right here to come and back and remember it. So whatever you've been through throughout the week, today, couple days, anything that has upset you, any conflict, any misalignment, anything that may have, you believe, have hindered or blocked you, we're gonna let it go because those were just lessons. Those are just life lessons that come and go, but they are not who we are. We learn from them, we grow from them, and we create. The purpose of challenge and difficulty is for us to create from it. It's to become alchemists. And alchemy, oh yes, alchemy. We turn base metal into gold. With alchemy, alchemy, we turn lower vibrations into higher vibrations through that process. Breathe in, breathe out. We're so grateful to be here. I am so grateful for you. I am so grateful for the love and the beauty surrounding us right now. Our opportunity to get a chance for free to be healed by the beautiful infinite spirit. All of your loved ones are surrounding you. Now imagine yourself as this tree. Wherever you want to be, if it's a forest, if it's a park, if it's in the city, if it's in the country, whatever kind of tree you want to be in, however you see yourself. But you are this tree. So whether you're a willow, oak tree, hawthorn, whatever you are, pine, you have been here for thousands of years. You've been here for almost eternity. And that's how long we've been here. Our energy, our essence, our love flows like this tree. No, it doesn't flow like it is the tree. We are this tree. We are the wisdom. The wisdom that surrounds us every day. Guidance here with our loved ones, ancestors, everyone. Feeling that Native American feel. Feeling into the shamanic energy of healing right here, right now. Letting the love of spirit surround us, healing our every thought and creating positive thoughts throughout the day. Creating positive thoughts. You are the love. You are the light. You are the magnificent. You are the love. You are the light. You are the magnificent. Feel how good it feels to be good, to be free, and to be loved. You're all these things. There's nothing missing from you. You're all perfect. All perfection. You as you are right now. Your existence is evidence that you are being loved and it's available to you at any time. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathing in, breathe out. Congratulations. You are the magnificent. You have healed all your lineage. You've healing your past lives. You're healing. The love, your ancestors are here. All the good energies are here inviting you to be healed. Your DNA, perfect. It's like a mini DNA activation, healing your body, restoring your body, restoring those roots on the tree. And I would just like to point out that right now, we can take this opportunity to adopt a tree spiritually. Let's adopt a tree spiritually. And as we know that we are a tree right now, we're going to give this love to a living tree on our earth plane. And we are going to ask Spirit to give us all that we have been healed with and give it to the tree as well, to share it with this tree. This is so beautiful to be able to communicate and talk to the trees on the air through this meditation. What a beautiful experience. I love all of you so much. I love you. You are so loved. You are so loved. Namaste. Breathe in. And when you are ready, you can open up your eyes and give a nice big smile if you want to take a moment to come back as a human being, and you've released your healing as a tree. And you've been able to share this with an actual tree on the earth plane. Put it out, seal it, protect it, and I shall protect you and protect me in a white light of healing energy. So as you come back, open up your eyes, give a nice big smile. We did it. Woo! We did our meditation and we're able to do a longer meditation. We're able to do a longer meditation. I'm so grateful that we get the rest of the summer to do this. And I'm just so grateful. Spirit helped us to get more time on the air so you can be healed and we can have a longer meditation going. And you can fully receive it. And we're here till 8 p.m. I'm so happy. I'm just so, so happy that I get 2 hours of Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm here at WMFO. This is like a dream come true. The energy here is amazing. And I love it. I love doing this. I love being here for you. I love playing this beautiful music. This is bliss right now. This is what joy is. This is what happiness is. And I want to communicate that to all of you, that this is what it is. So sit tight. Hang tight. Let's listen to some more Ricky Nelson, because he is a fascinating being and I'm sure his energy and his music is going to lift us up and it's going to lift our vibration right up. Definitely. For sure. So, you know, at the end we're going to be able to, you know, today I'll do the message at, you know, towards the end, 6:50 probably. Yeah, we'll do the message at 6:50 and we're here till 8 p.m. I love you. I can't believe this is happening. This is a miracle. This is a dream come true. This is like, there's so much to be grateful for. I can't even move right now, but it's in a good way because I just want to relish in this. I want to just be in this energy right now, like right here, right now. But it's okay. Moving on. It's okay. It's too attached. I love you. I love you. So, namaste all the way.
Well, if you can rock me, I'll find somebody who can. I'll get me another woman, you can find another man. Every time we hear a rock and roll band, every time we hear a rock and roll band. All I want to do, baby, is hold my hand. Well, one thing, honey, before we go, well, one thing, honey, that I want you to know. Well, if you can rock me, I'll find me somebody who can. Well, if you can rock me, I'll find somebody who can. I'll get me another woman, you can find another man. Every time we hear a rock and roll band. Every time we hear a rock and roll band. All you wanna do, baby, is hold my hand. Well, one thing, honey, before we go. Well, one thing, honey, that I want you to know. Well, if you can rock me, I'll find me somebody who can. If you can rock me, I'll find me somebody who can. Well, I've been waiting ever since I guess my baby's got another date. Stood up broken hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up broken hearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up broken hearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up broken hearted again. Stood up broken hearted again. Stood up broken hearted again.
She was gone and I knew she lied to me.
She left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. But I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I mean, this makes sense, Ricky Nelson and punk rock. Ricky Nelson's songs are definitely punk rock length. They're so short. It's so cute. Whew. You know, honestly, when those first two songs came on, if you can't rock with me and stuff. I was like, all right, poor little, I was like, these are getting emo right now. But I love, like, Poor Little Fool. That's, like, one of the earliest songs that got me, that, like, along with Everly Brothers, that was one of the early songs that got me into 50s music. So, along with Everly Brothers, it was Ricky Nelson. He's, you just hear his music and you hear his voice, and it's just, like, I go to pieces. And so, very sentimental, very emo, very pre- rock and roll emo. Just kidding. But yes, what an amazing talent. And I've spoke with Ricky Nelson's spirit many times before. I've spoken with him throughout my life. He has definitely been a spirit that's been around me a lot. Yeah, he's around a lot. Before I even got on radio, he was always popping up around me and always giving me vivid creative inspiration. I've always remembered Ricky Nelson as a excuse me, dying, just kidding, as always giving me creative inspiration. So that's one thing about him that I know his spirit's around when things get creative. I mean, I woke up playing bass this morning. That's not an accident. So, like, the thing about it is when spirit is communicating, you'll, through a particular talent or what it is they help you with, you'll notice that you'll start doing the activity when they're around, and that's evidence that they're around you. So I know, for instance, like Ricky Nelson, he is a spirit of creativity, an inspiration of a strong creativity. There's a reason he's trying to push me to do a lot more music right now. So when you get your spirit guides and when you get your angels, oh my goodness, sorry. When you, I'm collecting all my thoughts because this is really good. This is like good channeling. I'm not saying like, oh, this is so good. Like, they're giving me this. This is stuff I need to know. So, like, as I'm telling you this stuff, I'm literally a conduit. So they're literally doing all the work. I'm just mouthing it so it can be translated, like, into physical real time. You know, if you're having a hard time actually seeing spirit, that's what I'm for. Anyways, basically, so if you can connect with your spirits and you have this connection with them, you know which spirits are actually helping you and pushing you to create, right? Utilize it. Utilize them. Use them. That's what they're there for, to help. They're not going to force you or make you do anything or possess you unless, you know, you're like smoking crack and summoning Satan. No, I'm just kidding. You know, but that's what I'm saying. If you're doing the wrong stuff and you are intentionally wanting that, that's definitely going to happen. But what I'm saying is, if you are coming from a genuine place where you are connecting with infinite spirit and you're saying, hey guys, can you help me out? Or if it's just one of those things where you're hearing the guidance and you're hearing where to be guided and you're hearing what your next stage is and what you need to do, and you find yourself doing the activities, really do some research around what spirits are around you, what spirits are in your dreams, what are the signs you're seeing, and understand that that is the energy, that energy's ripe, that energy is potent for you at that time if that spirit is there, because utilize that spirit, because that spirit is there to help you. And you have so many different spirits. I mean, I'm very lucky because I get all of my favorite entertainers who are in the spirit world, my favorite musicians, I mean, who are in the spirit world to help out. And it's, again, this is not because I'm like special and man, I'm just like this messiah prophet. No, it's like this is available to everybody. It's just I've literally dedicated my life to spirit. I've dedicated my life to believing. I've dedicated everything that I do to be open, and I just go at it hardcore, and that's why I'm that's why it's so strong. That is the only difference. Why? Because my life is completely inundated with it. So that's the thing. It's how much do you want to connect with spirit? How much are you willing to know that they're there? How much are you willing to believe is the level of what you're going to get in the result of how they can help you? So that whole rant is all about basically being able to wake up this morning and just go at it, play bass, and bust out, you know, some chords, some notes, and some and a tune, and maybe, and sometimes that's all you need. Like, this isn't about anything serious. This is about you being a musician, a creator, and getting it out when you need to get it out and feeling good about it when you're there. And this is the portal. So let's, as speaking of the portal, let's get on with some Ricky Nelson and anti-emo songs that he has. No, I'm just kidding. I get chills when I listen to Ricky. I love you. I love you, Ricky. It's just these heartbreaking, these songs about heartache. I can't. He's here laughing at me. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure record companies wanted to sell him as this teenage heartthrob, sentimental, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, but that's funny because Ricky Nelson is really beyond that. Like, this dude is drop dead freaking gorgeous, and he definitely looks like, you know, bubblegum pop, but he's very that's the thing, he's extremely, extremely talented. And again, he invented garage rock, so, you know, don't let it fool you. He's probably, you know, don't let all that fool you. Just listen beyond the 50s pop, you know, American Idol. And that's, he has a song. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people envy me, but they don't know that his song, you'll hear it. He tells, you know, in this, and you can feel it. Like, he literally lays this out in the song. Like, you know, I'm looked at as this teenage idol and da-da-da, but you, like, I'm straight up, like, feeling stuff inside me. It's inside, and I gotta get it out. I got feelings. Okay. So, here we go. This is a good one. Traveling Man. Oh, yeah. This is all right. So, anyways, we're here till 8 p.m. I love you. Stay tuned. 91.5 FM, WMFM, for Tufts Freeform Radio. Today's the greatest day of your life. Let's embrace it.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I could go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. My school cow, baby, gonna taste some news. You sure look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, it's a one, two, a foot with a shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! School all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school cow, baby, gonna taste some news. You sure look good in them baby doll shoes. Well, it's a one, two, a pull up your shoes. Four, get out on the floor. A 5, 6, come get your kicks down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Two, I pull up your shoes. 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move. Start rocking, baby. Rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night. Rock all night. Just wait and see. Yeah!
somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. I get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I've gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame, and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol, some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. Sometimes we are so afraid, but knowing there are memories to be made, we'll face each new tomorrow, dear, undismayed, for our love will keep us together, and our love will help us to weather.
Never ever be just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I've ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me, 'cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. Then I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
Hello, good evening. It is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, the boss of Medium. And that's right, I'm here until 8 p.m. I hope you enjoyed all that Ricky Nelson. Ugh, softness. Ugh, there's another one, My Own Desire. Yeah, that was like the bomb. That was the bomb side of the record. The bomb songs. The bombest. So I hope you're enjoying all of this. Life is good. Life is grand. So are we going to go into our reading? Yeah, I think it's time to go into our reading for Ricky Nelson. Testing. 1, 2, 3. So, we're getting calm, collected, cool, and connected. Wow, I like that. Calm, connected, cool, and collected. That's like a mantra. Calm, collected, cool, and connected. 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 Calm, collected. I like it. Wait, no. Do it. No, rewind. Rewind. Ready? I'm freestyling on the air. This is my own song. Own mantra I'm gonna use later. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Calm, collected, cool, and connected. Calm, collected, cool, and connected. Calm, collected, cool, and connected. 1, 2, 3. Calm, collected, cool, and connected. Calm, collected, cool, and connected. Okay, I had enough playing around. That's what it's all about. Okay, so if you were just joining, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and we are in for another hour. We are in for another hour. Can you believe it? Can you believe this? Okay, allergy season. Hold on. Woo! is to the side, don't worry. Nose covered. I didn't even let anything out. It was like a hold back. Oh God, you ever like sneeze and then fart by accident? I don't do that often, but that's happened. And it's great. When you hold in your sneeze, end up farting, it's got to come out one way or the other. Like, it's got to come out. You can't just, like, hold in your gases. Anyway, that's my public service announcement, is that, you know, if you hold in your sneezes, you take the chance that it, like, you know, gas is going to pass. That didn't happen right now, but, like, I just thought about that. Anyway. So let's go in. I actually like, I feel like I want to fiddle. I feel like I could do more messages. I'm in a message mood. Like, I'm in a media mood, you know? I'm in a fortune teller mood today. Today is the day. Let me come in and get my bag of tricks. Tricks is for kids. Okay. So my tarot card is Ricky Nelson. My tarot card is Ricky Nelson right here. Putting my hand on his record. I'm putting my hand on the record. What is trying to come through? Hold on. So what is trying to come through right now at this moment? What is your message for us, Ricky? Okay, when Spirit gives me messages, I see visions. So I saw a drive-in movie theater and parked cars, and it was like the 50s, and I'm seeing Ricky, and I'm seeing him on the big screen, because, you know, he was an actor as well.